It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. As we've been reporting in our program this morning, President Obama presented his plans for reducing the deficit yesterday. And on the Republican side, Congressman Paul Ryan of Wisconsin released a long-term plan last week. A couple of key differences involve taxes and Medicare. For Republican View, we called Representative Dave Camp of Michigan. He's the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, which oversees tax laws as well as Medicare and Social Security. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, Renee. Good to be with you.
I want to start by playing a clip from this president's speech yesterday.
By 2025, the amount of taxes we currently pay will only be enough to finance our health care programs, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, and the interest we owe on our debt. That's it. Every other national priority, education, transportation, even our national security, will have to be paid for with borrowed money.
That's a pretty shocking view of the future. You know, let's get to Medicare. As the president mentioned, it's an issue politicians haven't dared touch until now. But even with Medicare in the mix of proposed spending cuts, the Republicans are saying they can balance the budget.
Well, I think on the positive side, what you have is both sides talking about the reform of Medicare, recognizing that really the promise to Americans on that issue has been a false promise for some time. And I think as our budget, as the Ryan budget, a Republican budget says, this is really an attempt to really begin the debate, to begin the discussion. And look, we're going to look at these issues. This is something that's going to have bipartisan support from not only Republicans in the House, but Democrats in the Senate and the President before we could ever reform Medicare. Because the real issue is, how do we make Medicare sustainable for the long term? Because it isn't now. This is something that many policymakers have known for some time. I'm glad the president acknowledged it, and I'm glad, frankly, that he's making a more serious attempt at a budget, and I think the second approach is at least a beginning of the conversation.
Well, let's take another part of that conversation. The president yesterday said, as he said in the past, that the wealthiest 2% of Americans should pay more taxes. Here's a brief clip.
I say that at a time when the tax burden on the wealthy is at its lowest level in half a century, the most fortunate among us can afford to pay a little more. I don't need another tax cut. Warren Buffett doesn't need another tax cut.
Okay. What is wrong with richer people paying more?
Well, I think despite the president's claim that this will only hit families that are fortunate, not really recognizing the sweat and hard work that goes into doing well in America, the reality is that half of that income is small businesses, and we need those small businesses paying more employees, not paying more in taxes. So, frankly, higher taxes really aren't the solution. What we really do need, though, is tax reform. And tax reform is not about raising more revenue, but about trying to have a more productive economy and stronger private sector and greater job creation. That's what tax reform could bring us. And this is something that Senator Baucus is working on, something I'm working on in the House Ways and Means Committee as well. We last week had a joint roundtable with the Joint Committee on Taxation on tax issues and had former Secretary James Baker and former leader Dick Gephardt, Republican and Democrat, come in and really begin to try to tell us some of the lessons learned from the 86 Act. But look, it's been 25 years since we've reformed our code. It's time to do it again.
Congressman Camp, we just have a few seconds here, but just quickly, we've been reporting that some representatives, some Republicans, are nervous about the plan to change Medicare. In a couple of seconds, do you share that fear?
Well, I think that we have to understand that the promise on Medicare is a false promise because it's not sustainable. In fact, the president in his health care law and yesterday said what they're going to do is reduce simply providers. The government will just step in and say you'll be receiving less than you were before. What we really need to do is in a bipartisan way look at how we make that program sustainable over the long haul.
Congressman Camp, thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Renee.
Representative Dave Camp, Republican of Michigan.